Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Job chapter 38, verse 1 and verses 4 to 7. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy?" Why, Daddy? Mommy, why? Can you hear the three-year-old asking questions over and over and over again? Why is the sky blue? Why does ice cream taste so good? Why do you get to stay up and I have to go to bed? Why do cars go fast? Why do light bulbs make light? And over again. For the adult, it can be challenging to remain patient, to continue to answer, or sometimes to even know how to answer. And we can become frustrated. Is it possible that what frustrates us about three-year-old children is the way we sometimes approach God? Why do some people have so many talents and I have so few? Why do my attempts to get ahead financially seem to fail while others seem to do very well? Why didn't I make that team, get that promotion, or get that guy or girl? Why did this struggle come to me and my family? Job was asking the why question. He had faced enormous difficulties in his life and became frustrated. In his mind, it wasn't fair. He'd been a faithful believer, yet his life was in shambles. Why? Read the book of Job, chapters 1 and 2. In the last 5 chapters of the book, God answers, but he doesn't answer the why question. Instead, he focuses our attention from why to who. Who spoke to Job? The Lord spoke to Job. The Lord, who is the powerful, independent God, who is also the faithful God, showing love and mercy to us humans. That's who spoke to Job. And how much power does the Lord have? He laid down the earth's foundations. He marked off its dimensions. The Lord has amazing powers which go oh so far beyond our understanding. He can do anything and everything. And most importantly, how does the Lord feel about you and me? He loves us. He proved it by faithfully sending Jesus to this earth to live, die, and rise in our place. He loves you and me with an everlasting love which is bigger and better than any love which any human being can have for us. That's who our Lord is. Is it okay to ask why? Sure. But it's often far better to ask who. Who is in control? The all-powerful God who loves you dearly. That's who. Focus me on you, O Lord, that I may be filled with peace during every up and down of life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.